From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurds claim another victory against the Islamic State in Syria. Kurdish-led forces in Syria have captured more territory from the Islamic State group. Backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, the YPG fighters, with allied factions, claim to have seized the town of Ain Issa. If true, it would put the Kurds some 50 kilometers from Raqqa, the IS self-declared capital of its caliphate across Syria and Iraq. While U.S. defense officials would not confirm that the town had been taken along with a military base nearby, White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday spoke of Kurdish progress against IS in Syria.
This is, I think, an indication of how critically important it is for the United States to have a capable, willing, and effective partner fighting ISIL on the ground.
Kurdish fighters backed by the U.S. airstrikes recaptured the contested town of Kobani near the Turkey-Syria border early this year and have since been chipping away at IS control in other areas along the border. Rwanda has denounced the arrest of its intelligence chief in the United Kingdom at the request of Spain, which seeks him on war crimes allegations, as unacceptable and an outrage. Karenzi Karake was detained at London's Heathrow Airport Saturday and is to appear in court Thursday for his alleged role in a reprisal killing during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Jordi Palu is a lawyer for representing Spanish and Rwandan victims of the killing.
We are considering international crimes, the five big international crimes, and there's a commitment to hear and to produce an investigation and also a decision after a fair trial.
Rwanda's foreign minister denounced the arrest, saying Western solidarity in demeaning Africans is unacceptable. This is VOA News. The United States hosted China for a seventh strategic and economic dialogue. Vice President Joe Biden Tuesday said the world's two biggest economies must learn to work together.
I need not tell you all they're participating. We have a lot of hard work to do, but we have to keep at it. Day after day after day after day, this relationship is just too important. Not only we depend on it, but the world depends on our mutual success. To put it bluntly, the world is depending on those of you in this room to continue to work through those issues.
Those issues include maritime tensions in the South China Sea and cyber espionage. China's Vice Premier Wang Yang acknowledged that on some issues, consensus eludes the two countries. The top UN envoy to Mali asked the Security Council Tuesday to provide the country with a peace dividend following last week's peace agreement reached between the government and Tuareg rebels. Mongi Hamdi of Tunisia called on the council to move quickly to approve funds for water, electricity, and schools for Malians. He said reestablishing basic social services is crucial as thousands of refugees begin returning home.
The peace accord opens prospects for Mali's recovery and long-term perspectives with a view to reversing the setbacks induced by the political and security crisis. Scores of displaced people and refugees are returning home in spite of pressing humanitarian needs.
Hamdi said ceasefire violations in the north will make reconstruction difficult. At least 10 killed, dozens wounded when a girl detonated explosives Tuesday in a market in the Gujba district of Yobe State in northeast Nigeria. Monday, a teenage girl killed at least 20 in the Borno State capital, Maiduguri. There were no claims of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the insurgent group Boko Haram, which has kidnapped young girls and women and used them for such attacks in its six-year insurgency to establish an Islamic caliphate in northern Nigeria. Nearly 700 now have died in a heat wave across Pakistan's southern Sindh province. Morgues are overflowing with the dead, and overwhelming hospitals struggle to aid those clinging to life. Most of the fatalities have been reported in Karachi, the country's largest city and its commercial hub. The U.S. government will reportedly no longer threaten to prosecute families who try to negotiate with their captors of Americans being held hostage overseas or pay ransom to win their release. President Obama is expected to soften U.S. policy when he releases a broad review of U.S. hostage guidelines Wednesday at the White House. U.S. officials say new administrative measures will improve coordination and communication with hostage families and facilitate communications with kidnappers on behalf of families. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.